531.
PM News at 9. Talo for Lava, I'm Courtney Sidney Meredith. There is encouragement for Pacific youth to use their language, even if it's just a few words. It's Samoa Language Week with the theme Mita Mita I Langanganga Mawa'a Lo Fa'usino Manga, which means be proud of your language and grounded in your identity. Mangere MP Le Maunga Lydia Sosine wants her children and the next generation to work through their shyness and to speak with pride.
Whatever your language, Fa'atonga, Fa'asamoa, Kuki Airami, it's really important that you look at yourself in the mirror. You need to be proud.
Yeah.
You need to be confident, even if it's Talo for Lava, Maloilele.
Mm.
That's a start. And that's what we want, the legacy for our young ones.
An exhibition that launched at Mangere Arts Centre at the weekend breathes new life into the work of gifted Samoan artist Yosua Tuafa. Curator and author Linda Vaielu says she wanted to honour his work as an artist. One of Yosua Tuafa's best known work is illustrated in the book Tala o Le Vavao. The exhibition Tusiata o Le Tala o Le Vavao also celebrated the work of 9 contemporary Samoan artists.
I wanted to create a tribute to him and honour his work. I was very proud as a young child to say that my artist was an uncle, and he had illustrated the Myths and Legends book of Samoa in 1976. There weren't too many books printed in Samoan language or about our stories. Yeah, so he influenced me to know that that was a possibility.
Now to the Pacific, and health authorities on Tokelau hope high vaccination rates will safeguard the population from the spread of COVID-19. Tokelau is one of the few remaining countries in the world to record their first community case in recent weeks. Government spokesman Okosatino Vitale says this recent outbreak has given Tokelauans a better understanding of the pandemic.
Now Nukunonu has had an experience with a community case, 4 community cases, and Fakaofo has also had its first cases at the border. Hopefully that would bring about better understanding of the new response based on what's happening in the world.
And lastly, in some sad news, the Tongan community is mourning the death of Princess Mele Siu'ili Kutapu Kalani Uvalu Fotofili, saying she leaves behind a legacy. The princess died on Sunday morning in Auckland, and her body will be returned to Tonga to be laid to rest at the royal tombs. Tongan community leader Pakilau Manasi Lua says her speech at the Dawn Raids apology left a lasting impression.
Especially that powerful moment where she addressed the Prime Minister and spoke to the fact that the government committed a serious breach of that vow. And she spoke with commanding presence, humble but regal presence that epitomised who I am as a Tongan. And she reminded me of the late great Gwen Salote, her grandmother.
And may she rest in love. That's your PMN News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.